right now. Speaking of baseball, get you ready for the Red Sox opening day on Monday as we're joined on the G&M Family Market phone line by Jen McCaffrey of Mass Live and the Springfield Republican. Jen, good afternoon.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing great. And, well, you've addressed within the last hour or so the question on the minds of a lot of people involving this Red Sox team, why are so many of these pitchers getting hurt?
Yeah, you know, I think that's obviously the number one question here that a lot of people have kind of coming into the season when you're expected, you know, David Price to be throwing another 200 innings like he has done for so many seasons. And you expected, you know, Drew Pomeranz maybe to kind of be over the hump of last year. And now obviously you've got both of them a little, you know, there's uncertainty surrounding them. In kind of when they'll be returning and in what form they'll be returning in, and especially, you know, Pomeranz, I guess you could say, you know, there's a little bit more just uncertainty because we haven't even seen Price throw yet. So Pomeranz hasn't looked good all spring, and, you know, they're holding him back for a minor league start on Monday, I believe it is, just to kind of see what they have here and decide if he can even, you know, make the rotation. So there's a lot of uncertainty surrounding this rotation, given, you know, what we kind of came into spring training thinking that we were getting and what we're getting now.
And so is the throwing program that the Red Sox have in some way connected to this?
So I guess, you know, that's been the big question surrounding all of this. You know, last week, or I guess it was earlier this week, Dombrowski and Farrell were pretty strongly in disagreement with that, that the throwing program was what the problem was. Tyler Thornburg, who, again, is also kind of on the shelf right now, talked about earlier in the spring, talked about not really understanding the throwing program that the Red Sox had set up for him and maybe not coming in as prepared as he should have been for spring training. And then when they kind of got going and kind of ramped up pretty quickly, I guess his arm didn't respond as well because he wasn't as prepared, not having done, I guess, what he should have done in the offseason. Now, I mean, who does that fall on? Does that fall on, you know, the training staff not preparing him as well as they could have? Or is that the program itself? So, I mean, earlier this week, Dombrowski was talking to the Boston Herald and was pretty strong in his words, saying that, you know, he wished people wouldn't keep harping on the throwing program, that it wasn't the throwing program. But again, you know, what are we looking at? That obviously, you know, it's obvious, you know, when you're kind of looking at guys that are coming in and, you know, not as strong as they should be, it's an obvious thing to kind of look at the throwing program. So it seems like they're a little defensive about that. It's just a kind of a curious thing all around right now.
Well, this bullpen is kind of the perfect storm when you look at the Red Sox recent history of acquiring relievers who proceed to get hurt, and Dave Dombrowski struggles going back to his Detroit days at building a bullpen.
Yep, you've got you know, Thornburg, you know, with his injury, and right now, you know, the bullpen, you know, Carson Smith is, we kind of weren't expecting Carson Smith until June, but still, you know, he had the Tommy John surgery last year. There's been a number of guys, you know, over the past, you know, year or two, and, you know, even before, that have kind of come in and you know, had injuries right off the bat. So, I mean, you know, right now they're looking at a bullpen that's going to be having Robbie Scott and Ben Taylor in there on opening day, and I don't think anybody could have projected that.
We're talking with Jen McCaffrey here on Downtown. Well, let's move on to the offense, and I ask you this. What is your Pablo Sandoval confidence level going into the season?
You know, Pablo Sandoval is really kind of, the fact that we haven't talked about him this spring that much, you know, after those first initial few weeks when he arrived, I think that's a credit to him because, you know, we thought that this was going to be the big talk of the town all spring of, you know, how he's adjusting, and he kind of, to his credit, just kind of came right in, did his work, and produced really well. He was one of the best hitters on the team this spring, and of course, they're only spring numbers, but, you know, that's what you want to see when you haven't seen a guy for an entire year, and, you know, he's trying to win that third base spot back. So, I mean, he's done everything right so far. If he can continue that, obviously, that's, you know, going to be key. He's hit from both sides of the plate, which, you know, they wanted to see that he could do, and he's shown a little bit of power too. So, you know, if there's one positive just to look at this spring, you would, you know, never have thought you'd be saying it a couple months ago, but it's the way that Sandoval has progressed.
Mitch Moreland, the new first baseman, went to north to Boston ahead of the team with the flu. Is he expected to be ready to go if needed on Monday?
That was the, you know, that was the thought that they kind of wanted to quarantine him, I guess, from the team a few days ahead of time, and then kind of send him back so he could kind of get the necessary rest so that he would be ready for opening day. You know, we haven't heard anything in the past 24 hours or so, so I'm assuming that's still the plan. But we have a media session with Farrell on Sunday afternoon. We'll probably find out more about his status, about Moreland's status then, and if he's not ready, what they'll end up doing.
Catching situation is an interesting one, Jen. Blake Swihart got sent down because he had the options. You've got Sandy Leon, who's a bit better known for his offense, although that was a bit of a slump this spring. And then, of course, Vasquez with the great arm. Has what might have been a weakness now maybe become a strength for this team, and the fact that they appear to have three guys that offer at least something at the position?
Yeah, you know, I think that they have these three guys that all maybe have their own strengths, but I think they'd prefer to have, you know, one guy that has it all as opposed to three guys having one different thing. You know, I think that, so they are, yeah, like you said, going to be going with Vasquez and Leon this year starting off. But I think that the offense, you know, or lack of offense between those two is a little bit of a concern. You know, they have a strong offensive lineup throughout the rest of the lineup, but those two guys aren't going to be providing much, and obviously you've got Swihart down in Pawtucket, who that's where his strength lies. So, you know, I, at this point, they're kind of leaning defensively on Vasquez and Sandy Leon as well to kind of carry the pitching staff that's grown comfortable with these guys, you know, over the past couple of years. And Swihart sort of, you know, needs to continue developing a little bit more in Pawtucket on the defensive side and maybe on, you know, pitch calling and just kind of framing and throwing down a second and that kind of thing. So that's something that he'll be needing to work on, and it'll be, it'll be interesting to see what they do maybe come the trade deadline. If they have this, you know, surplus of guys, if they do want to bring up Swihart, if he has shown improvement, what they end up doing with that and kind of see where all that shapes out.
High hopes for Andrew Benintendi, and he looked awfully good in his short time with the team, even in the postseason last year. But is there a little too much pressure and too high an expectation level on a guy that never even played at AAA?
Yeah, I mean, he has taken everything in stride, you know, this spring. He's gotten, you know, media call after media call, you know, every single day. He's kind of been taking this all in stride and just hasn't really seemed too rattled at all by anything for being, you know, a 22-year-old guy that, you know, if he had stayed, would have, you know, been in his, just coming out of his senior year of college. So, I mean, I think it kind of just goes to his personality that he doesn't kind of put too much pressure on himself, and it reminds me a lot of Mookie. We kind of said the same things about Mookie when he was called up, and he kind of had this rapid rise through the minors and, you know, did spend a little time at the Pawtucket, but still, you know, just kind of came up extremely quickly. And then, you know, it was all this pressure was kind of building because he did so well, and he never really fell off. And I kind of see the same thing for Benintendi. It's not that he's not going to, you know, have slumps here and there, but the way he approaches things and kind of handles his perspective, it seems, you know, a lot more mature than a lot of guys, and that'll probably go a long way for him.
All right, we'll keep our fingers crossed there. Looking forward to the start of the season on Monday. Jen McCaffrey, as always, great talk with you. Thanks for being with us this afternoon. We look forward to visiting with you throughout the coming season.
Great, thanks for having me.
That's Jen McCaffrey, Mass Live, Springfield Republican, talking Sox here on Downtown.